know all about Easter. What did you have at Easter?
Oh, golly, you know how we used to fast for Easter. We'd have to not go, and we couldn't dance before Easter, and we just couldn't go in to no parties or anything. And we just had to pray a lot. We always had to pray a lot. I'm telling you, we just had to really be good for Easter.
And you didn't eat very much.
No,
right?
No.
What are the things you served then during Lent?
Well, it was just about the same thing that was served, but just didn't eat much of it. It wasn't allowed to eat much of it. And we'd have to be doing so much for penance. Mm-hmm. See, we had those days, we had to do so much for penance.
Did you give up sweets?
Well, yeah, some of us did, but I never was a sweet eater myself. So it just never did bother me.
What did you have for Easter Sunday?
Well, it's about ordinary dinner, just a good dinner of sausage and turkey and everything like that, just like we do now.
You raise your turkeys?
Yes. Mama always raised the turkeys and chicken. Mama's always taking a case or two eggs to town every on a Saturday to buy her flour, sugar, and coffee. And she'd take a case, two cases of eggs for 5 and 10 cents a dozen. I never could understand how she could do it, but a dollar would go so far now where it just don't go nowhere. Mm-hmm. But Mama and Daddy were just good managers, that's all. Mm-hmm. They're just dear people.
Did you dye Easter eggs?
Oh, yes. But we wasn't allowed to because we wasn't supposed to know what Easter eggs was. And you fool us and make us think. You know, they can hide things, those old people could, where they don't know them, where they tell kids everything before they're born. But we'd have a nest full of eggs, and we just thought that was the greatest thing we ever had, was those pretty eggs. And they were just beautiful.
Did they use homemade dyes? Or?
Yeah. They'd make some kind of dye, but I forgot, you know, what kind they were.
Now, when you and Curly had the cafe, did you use a lot of these old recipes?
Yeah, that's like I did when I had this in here. You know, I had one in Pearsall about 3 years. And we just had an old, regular old home-cooked place like we did here. And Curly, he was so dissatisfied. He said, I'm not going to stay in this thing more because I don't want to work that hard. I said, well, what are we going to do then? He says, I'll sell this and buy you a better one. He never did. So then I picked up nursing at Pearsall. I said to Ida Smith, I said, Ida, I think I'm going to take up nursing. She said, well, Helen, do you know enough about it? I said, no, I don't have the education, but I sure got the back and want to try. So got about 6 doctors together, and I said, I'll take up nursing. Well, they were happy to get me. And it was 42, you know, that was when the nurses were so sharp. And I said to my boys when they left for the Navy, I said, y'all going to send me an allotment? Claudia said, Mama, no. There's too many of these government suckers now. I said, you're still young enough. I was only 42. He said, Mother, you take up nursing. You're smart enough to do that. So I went down and seen these 6 doctors, and they just were so sweet to me. And they all just took me in. Dr. Wendell Bell, the one just died the other day, he said, Helen, I'm going to take you and send you Santa Rosa for 6 months, said, you're doing just great. And he said, I believe you can do greater if you'll just try. But then the draft came up, and they drafted him, and he had to go. So I just had to go on my own. But I never was at home after that, because I just always had a bunch of baby cases and old people. Because I loved old people, and I loved babies. So that's where I made my start.
Did you ever make New Year's bread?
Yes, I still once in a while make it now.
Can you tell me about making New Year's bread?
Well, it's made a whole lot on the order of
coffee cake?
Yeah. And donuts. It's about the same dough. Mm-hmm. You just make it up and let it rise.
Do you remember your grandmother or your mother making it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they all did.
Did you take it to the neighbors, or did you serve it at home?
We served it at home. People would go from house to house, you know, like we'd go to one house or that, and you know, visit around all the time. We always visited in those days, but now television just took that away.
When you go to visit your neighbors, did they serve anything?
Oh yeah, we had to have coffee one time with Miss Blops, Miss Andrew Blops, and she served this home cooked cheese and had this caraway seed. Is that what you thought? Mm-hmm. And I said, "Mama, look at those miserable looking people."
Oh, God.
And she said, "Yes, it's called kin."
Did she beat you?
She said, "Those is not miserable, and those is Martha Kimmel."
Holy, you are something else.
And then I worked for her one time, and she made me wash all the ceiling of her house, and she was such a mean old lady. And after I did it, she says, "You go back up there and do that over." And I said, "Mom, it's gone. This roof just ship aged cement." And she said, "Well, go on and do that, and then you can quit." So I went more times.
You had to finish it, though.
So I had to go back, but she sure was mean to me.
Did you ever cook for anybody else?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I helped people out. I was always trying to do something for somebody else.
Okay. Tell me about your good pies.
Well,
what is your favorite?
Well, my family, I think they like the coconut the best. But of course, I make every kind you can think of. I make some about this weekend. I'm going to try to get a bunch of them made. I made six the other day. But I can make any kind.
You're making your Thanksgiving pies?
Oh, yeah, pumpkin pie and coconut and banana and apple. I bought some good apples and I'm going to try to make a good fresh apple pie. Oh, those kids, I've got them rotten. Dub come over Sunday to get and took me over to Joyce, and this table's laying full of noodles. And I said, Linda, he didn't even say nothing about those noodles on the table. He said, "Yeah, but Big Mama, I'm going to take you back to see." So
yes,
he left here with pie and homemade noodles.
So, you do all the fancy cooking for the family.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I told Joyce if she had to give dinner, I'll furnish all the pies.
Are you gonna make homemade bread?
Yes. I take all night long to do that. I make up my yeast about 10. Then I make them up and let them rise. And then by 5 o'clock I get up and put them in the pan. About 7 or 8 I'm baking.
How many loaves do you make at a time?
I generally make 4 loaves. And then 2 big pans of hot rolls. The hot rolls go to dinner.
How many cups of flour do you have to use for that?
I use 5 pounds of flour.
In that batch?
Mm-hmm. Two yeast cakes, a little sugar and a little salt. You know, I never measure
nothing. No, you don't.
So, they all look forward for that stuff. So I tend to stay up nearly all night to do it, but I love my children.
Did your mother make homemade yeast cakes?
Yeah, Mama made them all the time. She'd take about 2 yeast cakes and soak them and let them rise, and then she would put a boiled potato in, you know, after it got cold. And then her cornmeal and whatever goes in them. It's been so long, I haven't made it in many years, but it sure does rise good. You don't let your stuff run out, Joe. You've got to make something before you.
And how do you shape them? How do you fix them?
You generally let them rise and then slice them and slice them. That'd be
about 2 slices. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you have to dry them?
Yeah, then let them get good and dry, then you just pack them in the jar. Mm-hmm.
And when you get low, you start out with 2 more of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Start the whole process over.
Uh-huh. So. Yeah.
Did you really like that kind of yeast?
Well, we didn't know nothing else those days. They didn't have this bulk stuff those days, you know. A lot of things you couldn't buy then that you can buy now.
That's true. Did you ever stay all summer with your grandparents?
No. No, those days.
Just
visited when Papa and Mama would come up here. We'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and come up here and make it to mass here at 10, and Papa go help Aunt Mary, whatever he had to do, that was Uncle Louis' wife. Mm-hmm. And then we go to Vespers and evening, and we'd start home, go back to the vine.
Do you remember any ice cream parties after?
Oh, we had ice cream every Saturday. Pop spring ice. And Mom would put a lot of that good old separated cream. I always had it separated. And Grandma, I said, Duck, and just still, she, I've got a lot of pictures of her. She's standing there with a case of ice cream. She just loved that homemade ice cream.
How did you fix that? Tell me what all the stuff
was. Well, Mom had put quite a few eggs, because we had the eggs, you know, and then sugar, and that separated cream. I believe she put a little bit of flour in it or something.
Did she boil her custard?
Yes, she always boiled the custard. It was always so delicious.
And then did she fold her cream in the custard
yeah.
then? Or?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. She'd yeah. always put a lot of cream in it. It was always so good and rich.
How much did you make it one time?
Oh, sometimes we had 2 gallons, and sometimes we had a 5 gallon freezing. One time, Uncle Joe Hope's children came. That was Papa's only sister's children. And as soon as school was out here, they come to Aunt Mary and Uncle Frank. So the day Annie and Alfred Bode was announced to get married. Well, we made up our minds when Mom and Daddy leaves, we're going to go in there and make some ice cream. So we went in there and we made a 3 gallon bucket full of ice cream. Oh, we just could have the best time. Some way or another, we got salt in it. So Paul said, Helen, I never knew hogs could eat ice cream.
You fed it to the hog.
Oh, I tell you, I never will forget. They were, let's see, it was August, Frank, Charlie, George, Paul, and Helen. And those were all Papa's nieces and nephews from the Hopes, H-O-H. And they'd always spend the summer with us. And we just loved it. We weren't like cousins. We were like brothers and sisters. And like this bunch here from Castle, when those watermelons get ripe here, they'd come. They'd always come to Uncle Frank's and get a load of watermelons.
Did you have a regular ice cream freezer?
Or yeah. Kind you turn.
Uh-huh. Now, what did you do with some of the things out of your garden to preserve them for the winter?
Well, Mama always canned a lot of stuff. Always. Whatever, she'd make that turnip kraut.
Tell me about making turnip kraut. Did you make it in a crock?
We made it in a crock those days. We made turnip kraut and we made cabbage kraut. But I never did like the cabbage kraut as much as I did the turnip. And you shred that up. Fine, you have to have a regular shredder for it. And then you put 2 teaspoons of salt in it and 1 of sugar. And have your water boiling. And pour it over it. And then seal it up in about 6 weeks. You've got some very delicious sauerkraut.
Where did you get your little grater that you made the turnips with?
Well, since I'm up here, I'll use old lady shorts.
I know you do now, but in the olden days, before you knew me, what did you do?
Hunts in a hot sauerkraut.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Who made
the hot? The Hutzler, with the Finchmeyer's Charleston.
Oh.
It's the old Hutzler tree, and the other one's like, the hot hot. Then he said, well, Mom, me rhyme. And then the other snort, and then he said, well, see if he'd been ice shooting. I thought it's why I did.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had that thing for years. So here a while back, I ran the shots where I found out that her grandpa made that hottle for me. And she said, Helen, if you're going to give that away, give it to me. So I did.
So you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, can you describe that? It's a whole lot like
it's just like a little, it shreds it real fine. Just like a little.
It has little teeth in
between. Yeah, yeah. It's really a fancy thing, but it's so slow. But these new modern things they got now is bad.
Yeah.
And she said, Helena, if you give it to anybody, give it to me. So I said.
And did she make a lot of preserves?
Oh, we made preserves. We made just anything that was to eat, Mama did it. And I did up until just a few years ago.
You made your preserves the hard way, too, didn't
you?
Yeah,
we sure did. Sure did.
Boil it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you make your, did you have figs?
Oh, not at Divine, we never did have many, but when we come up here and they're ripe, we always got some here.
What are some of the kinds? Peach and fig and what else?
Peach, fig, plum, just anything you can make preserve out of. Oh, we'd go out in the pasture and get albacocas. I don't guess you know what that is. That's a wild plum. And when they get ripe, Mama says, nominate a vocal. I'm going to soup for them all the albicocas. And we'd have to go out there and get the albicocas. I know you don't know what that is.
I never heard of
it. It's a little wild plum. And we'd have to go out there and pick them.
Are they real tart?
Yeah.
Real sour?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Those berries that come on pears. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We'd pick them when they
were
ripe.
Pear apples, I think.
Yeah.
Did you make agaritas?
Yeah, not very much, because they were scarce around now for the country. Mm-hmm. And hickory nuts, what we had down there. We always had to shell those. Gosh, they were a lot of work to shell them. For Mama never did buy pecans because they were always expensive. But Mama would make those fruit cakes, and every kind of nut they'd call for, she'd put them in there. Very expensive. But we had good fruit cake with this.
Delicious. Did you ever make any candies or anything like that in candy?
Yeah, I never was a candy maker much. I used to make a little, but not very much. Dora, my sister, she used to make a lot of it.
Did you ever have candy pulls?
Yeah, we used to do that and have more fun. A bunch of us kids get together. What do they call it? Divinity?
Divinity or
yeah.
Taffy? Is it Taffy pulls?
Whatever it was we pulled, I don't remember.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We'd sling it around and hit each other with it and everything else.
Did your family ever dry any fruit?
Well, not so much us, but all this wood spots up there, that's Mama's aunt. And we went up there, and they've got enough stairs in their house, and they'd have squares about as big as this kitchen. And they'd have a pile of apples, pile of peaches, and pile of just different kinds of fruit. Every kind you could think of was upstairs in that house. I can remember, you know, and Adeline weighed about 300 pounds. She was the biggest person you ever saw in your life. But she was the boss, I'll tell you. And when she said something, it was that poor little old, Miss Wyden's name.
Adeline?
Yeah, she was, I mean, she had to wait on her on Aunt Adeline. She was really rough on us. But I'll never forget how much fruit those people had in that upstairs drying. Just every kind you can think of.
Was it just laid out?
Mm-hmm. They had just a board, you know, around each space like that. And there it was laying, and every so often they'd stir it and move it around. But we just look forward to come up here and go up to St. Jerome, where there's all our kinfolks live. And Mama, she always had to go see him. She always thought her kinfolks had to. And Papa, he used to see his. And so that's the way we live.
Yeah, kinfolks were real important in those days,
I tell you. They're not like they are now. Kids don't even want to know their kinfolks. You know, that kind of worries me, because I love mine. I always loved every one of them.
Did your daddy ever make any wine?
Oh, yes. Every year he made a big old barrel of wine.
How did you go about doing that?
Well, he had a barrel, and he put those grapes in, and he made a little thing about this big out of a 2x4 and a handle, and he'd stomp those grapes. And then they would sit so many days, and then they'd drain that juice off. And then I forgot how much sugar, but so much sugar. And then let it form in.
Did you put it back in the barrel
again? Yeah. And it was so good.
What did you do with all that leftover stuff?
The pop feed to the hogs.
Did the hogs get stewed then?
They really did eat it. I'll tell you, they got grapes like it was good.
Well, your hogs should have been in pretty good shape with grapes and ice cream, huh?
Yeah. We had a lot of grapes. Papa raised a lot of these black Spanish grapes. He always had a lot of those. And then the wild Mustang is mostly what he made the wine out of.
Did you save your wine for special occasions then, like
Christmas and New Year's, and when the neighbors would come in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, we always had a lot of good wine.
Did you have any special food or a blowout whenever you had a baptism or anything?
Not much.
Holy Communion.
Those days we didn't celebrate like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was just a whole lot different.
Too hard to get together.
Well, people just didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. They're more careful how they spend that money then. Mm-hmm. We didn't have any to spend.
Did your parents ever make potato salad, or your grandmother?
Oh, yes.
Remember her potato salad?
Yeah, they always made it and put eggs in it. You know.
What do you mean by put eggs? And I'll start from the beginning.
Well, you just boil your potatoes and peel them. And then you put whatever you want to put in it, but you always had to put eggs in to make, we always called it the old style potato salad. It always was very, very good.
Did you put, were these hard-boiled potatoes?
Yeah,
hard-boiled eggs?
Yeah. Yeah, there was hard-boiled eggs, and then you put your onions, and you put those boiled eggs and whatever seasoning you put in, just about like they do now, but not mayonnaise, because we didn't know what mayonnaise was those days. We had to use just vinegar.
Vinegar, did you use any kind of oil or anything, or just
They didn't
vinegar?
Have any.
Just vinegar?
Vinegar, Sugar, salt, pepper.
Did you serve it hot or cold?
Cold.
Cold. Mm-hmm. Did you take that when you went on to dinners?
We never went anywhere that we didn't take something along to help out in the meal. Yeah.
Was that customary in those days to take food along when you were in
We always had company. If we went to somebody's house, like Jake Kemp's and Road Kump, lived out here, and the Zeers, all those people, Mary Cease's, Helen, I'll never forget as long as I live. That when we went to your mama's house one day, she had chicken dumplings. She says, I can still taste those good dumplings. She says, I think about that so often. And we went there one time, poor old darn Miss Zira had a carbuncle on the back of her neck, and she suffered and suffered. And I just never could forget that, how that poor darling suffered for that. Mm-hmm. And Mary is such a darling, I just love her so much. Mary, she told me the other day she loved me, and she said, Helen, I'm so free, I'm not going to leave anymore. She's got something wrong with one of her eyes, and she's suffering something terrible.
That's too bad. Did you ever make biscuits?
Oh, yeah.
Very many biscuits.
Biscuits and cornbread.
Did the old people make biscuits?
Not as much as they did the cornbread. Mama just raised us on cornbread.
Where did they get their cornmeal? Did they have it ground?
Oh, they had it ground. You didn't know what it was to go to the store and buy cornmeal, because we just took a pop and made a shuck corn and shell it and take it to town and get it ground.
Where would you take it to the grocery store?
No, it was to the
mill.
I had a mill there. And we was grinding that cornmeal.
How much would you get at a time?
Oh, about 10 or 15 pounds.
So you use that instead of flour?
Well, you put a little flour in your cornbread.
Mm-hmm. Did you make molasses?
Oh, every year. We'd have to strip that cane down, then lay it in piles, and then we'd haul it down to Albert Breeden, and there we'd work 2-3 days of making molasses. You'd run it through a mill where you'd squeeze the juice out, and then you would put it in a big, long pan, and you'd have to stand over that hot fire and let that boil for so long. We had always our homemade molasses.
How long did you have to boil it to get it making molasses?
Well, it just, according to how quick it thickened. But we had to strip that cane, cut it, load it on the wagon. We didn't hire nobody because we had to do all the work ourselves.
How did you squeeze the juice out?
It was a big round thing that went around, and you hitched the horse, made it go round and round, and that, when you'd run into that pan, then you take that pan, pour it in that long pan, and put your fire on.
Did you use mesquite wood or what?
Yes,
you used
any kind of wood we had.
And then when it was thick, how did you get it out of this pan?
Oh, well, we just had certain things to fill in the cans, and we generally put it in 5-gallon cans.
Mm-hmm. What did you use the molasses for, man?
Oh, that's good. It was homemade butter and cornbread. We loved it very much.
Did you ever eat it on cottage cheese?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure did.
And I know you make good molasses cookies.
Oh, Lord, we had molasses cookies all the time. Yeah, she always made a little sugar cookies. She kept those all the time. And she'd keep them on hand for the kids all the time.
What were the main kind of cookies they had?
Oh, just every kind. Mama was just a good cook. Like I say, when she got through teaching us, we knew how to cook. Okay. My husband used to say, "Oh, I had to teach you how to cook." I said, "Don't you say that."
That was an instant fight, wasn't it?
Oh, God, I said, "Don't you say that about Mary Schneider, because when she got through, you knew how to do it all."
Were there any other sweets that your mother made that were, did your mother or grandmother make pies?
Oh yeah, but not like we do now. They never, they just wasn't able to buy the stuff to make them. Of course, for Christmas and New Year and things like that, they'd always have a good batch of everything, but through the year, we never did cook too many, not as many as I make now. Mm-hmm.
They couldn't buy coconut or anything.
No.
That, of course.
No.
Were you able to buy, like, raisins in the early days?
Yeah, for Christmas, Mom always managed to buy every kind of nut, fruit, and everything that goes in cake.
Do you still make fruit cake?
Yes, I sure do.
Do you use her recipe?
No. Now, there's one in that Pastoral Cookbook. I bought it right the first time, right after we came here, and old Ella Tondry, she was my cook. And I bought one of those books, and I still stay using that same recipe. Mix all your nuts and your fruit and everything, get in there, and I really mix it. Then put two cans of condensed milk to whatever amount I make it.
Mm-hmm. And that's your sweetener, right?
That turns out real. It's so good. Very good. My oldest son's wife always says, "Big Mama, we don't want nothing but a good fruit cake." That's all I can afford to give them, because they're very expensive.
Bet by the time you buy
them. Oh, yeah. I had a lady to bring my stuff yesterday, and I didn't have any ideas going to run that high.
Do you think that some of these recipes were brought over from the old country?
I imagine you did, because, gosh, we copied everything from Mama.
And your Mama copied it from her mother,
probably. Yeah, I imagine. Miss Young was always such a good cook, Curly's mom. She was really always a good cook.
What was her specialty?
That homemade cheese. And you know, she had bad legs. She never could stand on her legs very much. She'd kneel on a chair, always felt so sorry for her.
Kneel on a chair.
Share and do that work. I just never could figure how the darling. And I used to just love to kiss her because her skin was so soft and pretty. I'd always love to kiss her just to feel that soft skin.
And she made extra good cooked cheese.
Oh, yes. She was just expert on it.
Now, when you went to her home to visit or anything, did she serve a lunch in the afternoon?
Oh, yes.
What they call lunch.
Everything. And that was a habit that old people all had. I don't care how many times you go see somebody that had to have that coffee and whatever they had. Cheese and butter and preserves and homemade bread.
What time did they usually serve that?
3 o'clock.
About 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And if you'd go in the more half of the morning, well, they'd about middle of the morning, they'd have coffee and stuff.
Oh, when your daddy worked in the field, did he come home for lunch?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You did.
We'd go out with him and he'd go and we'd work with him.
Now, did your mother bring you lunch too?
Sometimes. She'd bring it to the field.
What would she bring?
Well, she'd just bring butter bread or cookies or whatever she had and coffee. Papa was a great hand for coffee.
Mm-hmm. And what time was that? About 3 in the afternoon? Too?
Well, about 10 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the afternoon she'd bring it.
I remember that from my grandmother. They had about 6 meals a day.
Yeah. Yeah, always had good meat.
Are you getting tired?
No.
I suppose they worked a lot harder.
Oh, yes. Papa would get up real early. I'd hitch up a team, he'd hitch up a team, we'd go out there and work. I was right by his side all the time. My brother married so young, so it left Papa without any help. So I just turned.